Hello.
Yeah, hi Peter, it's Shira again from Family First. How you doing today?
Good.
Were you able to get an assessment scheduled with Area and Aging?
Area of aging?
Yeah.
Do we have an appointment with them? No.
Okay, we have to call into them. I did try. Did I give you the number before to call in?
Yeah.
Were you successful in reaching them?
No.
Okay, let me try and help you out, okay?
All right.
You're in Lancaster?
Yeah.
Okay. One second. I'm just trying to find the
No
number.
way.
All right, hold tight.
Thank you for calling Lancaster Office of Aging. This is Darnell. How may I direct your phone call?
Hi, we're calling. So I'm calling with Peter Irizarry. We're just calling to see if he can get scheduled to get onto the waiver program. He's
We
looking.
don't handle waiver. I can give you the number to waiver or transfer you to waiver, but we don't handle waiver. They handle their own.
I understand. I believe Area and Aging was supposed to reach out to him to schedule the next assessment after the broker.
So he already went through waiver.
Well, he has he's trying to get onto the process of it. The next step is usually when the Area and Aging reaches out.
Okay, did waiver deny him?
No, he's still in the middle of trying to get it enrolled in the process.
Area of aging.
Okay. So did he even talk to waiver yet?
Well, it's not waiver that he talks to, it's the county and the broker.
Actually, he has to talk to waiver first, and then waiver denies him, then he comes to us. But what is his first and last name?
Peter Irizarry,
Can you spell the last name?
Igloo Robert, Igloo Zebra Alpha, Robert Yankee.
So that's Erezarry.
No, it's IRI.
So it's Erezarry.
Zarry, yes.
Birthday 12/13/1992.
Correct.
Okay. So here's a question. Did you talk to waiver at all?
When you say waiver, what do you mean by
The
that?
waiver. Okay, waiver has the waiver is a whole other entity. Waiver deals it with if he's okay or if he's denied or accepted for their services.
So I know from helping with my clients, we reach out to the county and to the broker, and the
No,
waiver is a program.
they changed it. They
Oh, they
changed it.
did.
You reach out the waiver program first. Then, after
Interesting.
waiver program denies you,
When was
then
this
you reach out
changed?
to us.
Do you know?
Yeah, this was changed a while ago. We've been going through this process for a moment now. We didn't change it. The state changed it.
Changes in the
So,
waiver program. Where, do you know where I can find these changes? Because I've never, am doing this for a while, heard of this.
if you want to, I can give you waiver number yourselves and you can call them. That's
Yeah.
just the way we've been doing the process.
Yeah, I think we'll try that. I've just never heard of that before.
The number is 877-550-4227.
That's the That's the number for the independent enrollment broker.
Okay. Did y'all, that's what I'm asking. Did y'all talk to them yet? You know what?
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
what I'll do.
Yeah.
This is what I'll do.
We did.
This
is
what
I'll
do. I'll take this information, send it to our information referral team, and then I'll have them have a conversation with you.
Sir.
It won't be today because due to the fact that they're backed up on calls, so the estimated time frame may be a week to 2 weeks.
Sir, 1 second, please. Let me just give you some clarification here. Number one, we did have a conversation with broker.
Actually, you don't have to because I'm looking in his account. He don't have a care manager. So in order for anything to move, he has to have a care manager.
Okay. Let's put everything on hold for a second. The participant did have an assessment with the broker with the waiver. It's usually called independent enrollment broker. The program he's getting on is the waiver, which is through the county. There's no separate waiver entity. It's okay. What I'm going to do is call into the Philadelphia Area on Aging or broker because I've never heard of this. But thank you so much for your assistance. I do appreciate it. Peter?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was ridiculous. Okay, 1 second. Let me try and get into the broker, see what's going on.
Okay.
For calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Stephanie. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Stephanie, my name is Shira from Family First Care LLC. I have on the line with me a mutual participant, Peter Azari. They're looking to check the status of the case. So far, they've completed the initial assessment and submitted a doctor's form. They're waiting on Area on Aging to reach out to them. We just want to know if there's any information you could provide for us as to where that was holding, because it's been a while.
Okay, no problem. I can check into this for you. Do you mind providing the spelling of your name?
It's Shira. Last name is Dell, D-E-L-L.
Thank you for that. Right, and you stated that the applicant, Peter, is on the line now?
Correct.
Thank you. Peter, will you provide the spelling of your last name?
I-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y.
Thank you for that. Great. I'll need to obtain some more personal information for you. Please note we will not speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. Peter, will you please confirm your date of birth?
12/13/92.
Thank you. Right, and will you also confirm your home address?
821 6th Street.
Thank you. What is the city and zip code?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17603.
Thank you. I am going to verify this information in the shared system as well. May I place you on a brief hold while I do? Hello, Peter?
Yeah.
Thank you. May I place you on a brief hold while I verify your other information or your information in the other system?
Of course.
Thank you. Just a moment. Hello, Peter?
Yeah,
thank you for your patience. I was able to verify the information provided. I do see that your application is still in process and being reviewed. May I ask, have you submitted any financial documents to the County Assistance Office?
I'm sorry, Peter, just before you answer that, did he have his assessment with Erie on Aging?
Oh, I do apologize. You did ask about that. Let me just verify. Yes, that was completed March 6th of 2026 in our system.
And when did he have that assessment with you?
That was concluded, it's saying March 6th of 2026.
So both assessments with you and Erie on Aging were on the same day?
Yes, it's not unusual. I have heard of it before. Mr. Peter, can you confirm if both appointments were in the same day? It may have been satisfied on our end on the 6th.
Okay.
It
was. Peter?
Yes.
Thank you. May I ask, did you have two in-home visits on one day, or were they different days?
I can't remember.
Okay, no worries. Let me see if I can open the document here.
Hello. I'm trying to get to the LGH Suburban Survivor.
Okay, I'm unable to open the document, but the information is showing as March 6th. That we received it.
Okay. And what other paperwork, financial paperwork, does he need to submit? Peter, this is important for you. We're going to need to try and submit some paperwork to the county before it gets too late. So let's start taking it down, okay? Peter?
I'm going to check to see if the letter has been sent just yet.
I'm sorry. Say again.
We're going to need to submit financial paperwork to the county now, Peter. So let's listen to what this kind lady has to say about that and see if we can get it down, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. I am searching right now to see if anything was recently sent to the county assistance office or from the county assistance office. And it doesn't look like they've sent that document just yet, but you can expect that they'll send a document requesting proof of any financial information that you have, such as any bank statements. They can request up to 5 years of bank statements. If you have pension plans or burial resources or life insurance, that information would need to be provided as well. But the letter will provide you with more details of what's needed.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And there will, you're very welcome. There will be a fax number included on the letter, but would you like our fax and email address as well?
Is that
any information? Yes.
I think we have it. I have it. I can help Peter out with that.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any other questions or requests at this time?
Nope, that would be all on my end. Is there, do you know when the time limit is to have everything in?
So not yet, because the county hasn't sent the letter just yet, but they will include that on the letter when it needs to be submitted.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I'd like to confirm the Harmony ID for this case is 117-2995.
Okay.
We're here to provide beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions or concerns that you have. Thank you both for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Would you like to participate in a short survey today?
Not today, but thank you.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Peter? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to go through a list of financial paperwork that I need you to start to try and submit, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you some questions. If you need assistance with this, let me know, okay? I'm here to help you. Let me go down the list. Okay? First off, are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married or divorced?
Yes.
You've been divorced?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to need a divorce decree to submit to the county. Do you have that?
I believe so.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Yeah, we got lost.
Yeah.
Sorry, hold on.
Who am I speaking to? Who's this? Is this Sarah?
This is Sarah. Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, do you want me to go over this with you so you can help Peter out with this?
Yeah, we just need a moment because we were supposed to be at physical therapy like 20 minutes ago. We got lost and there's just too much going on right now.
Do you want me to give you guys a call back tomorrow?
Hold on.
I have another
we could probably do it now because I'm pretty sure we missed the appointment.
Okay. So let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You ready?
One moment. It's up to you.
Well, we're on the phone.
Yeah, that's probably better if we just check in now because we'll just sit here. Okay. Come on, let's just sit down. Huh? Let's just sit down. Okay. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, I'll just go over the paperwork you need to start gathering in order to submit it to the county. Tell me when you're ready.
You ready? Yes, we're ready.
Okay. So number one, you said you were divorced?
Yes.
All right, you need a divorce decree. Okay, are you able to get that?
What is that?
We're going to have to ask the attorney for that.
What did you say?
Yes, we can grab that.
Okay. You're going to need, do you own your home?
No.
Okay. Do you have any life insurances?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have a burial account agreement?
No.
Do you own any cars? Are you registered with any cars?
No.
All right. They're going to need a 2-year look back period. Okay. So what does that mean?
Okay.
They need semi-annual financial statements, that's bank statements from 2020 to 2023,
okay.
Year, month, June, and January. So do you need clarification on that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so any bank account that you had opened between 2020 and 2023, for each bank account, they need two statement, January and June statement. It's called a semi-annual look back.
Okay.
I could also send you all this information in a text just in case you don't get it down. And then after 2024 all the way to now, you need every month statement. Okay.
Okay.
So that's 2024 to present. All right. By the way, this isn't, like, personal. This everybody needs to submit, so it's not just you. Also, do you have any retirement account, 401k, anything like that?
No.
Do you have Social Security, SSI, pensions, annuities, dividends, interest, anything like that, wages?
No.
No Social Security?
No.
SSI, pensions, nothing like that?
No.
And then that's all you're going to need. You're going to need your divorce decree, 2020 and 2023 January and June statements, and 2024 to present bank statements. Okay?
Okay.
All right. If you need any help with any of this, if you're reaching a blockage with any of this, just call me and I'll help you out. Okay?
Okay.
I'll be in touch with you on Friday. If you need anything sooner, just let me know.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.